posed this question to my wife, I'll ask you the same. What do the following items have in common? Scorpion venom, king cobra venom, lysergic acid diethylamide, basically LSD, horseshoe crab blood, and Chanel number 5. What do they all have in common? Well, they are the most expensive and the most valuable liquids in the world. Chanel number 5 comes in at $26,000 per gallon. Horseshoe crab blood is valued at $60,000 per gallon. LSD is $123,000 per gallon. Cobra venom beats it out, being $153,000 per gallon. And scorpion venom comes in at a whopping $39 million per gallon. Also making the top 10, by the way, are insulin, black printer ink, and human blood, but nowhere near what these others are. But what determines value? Supply and demand do play a role, but also what the substance is used for aids in determining that value. For example, the horseshoe crab blood is used for testing a wide range of medical products to see whether they're contaminated or not. King cobra venom contains a unique protein that is being used to form a painkiller that is 20 times more potent than morphine and with less side effects. And scorpion venom is used to treat pain for MS, rheumatoid arthritis, and some other diseases as well. So along with the risk factors, production costs, research and development, all these things lead into making these liquids very expensive. But another factor that plays in to determine is the effectiveness for what these items are used for. And all of these items tend to be very effective for what they're used for. They're all very effective in what they're used for, even, unfortunately, things like LSD, which has no other effect than making you take a trip without ever leaving home, I guess. But all of these things have determined in their value. But there's another substance that is far more valuable, far more precious, and much more effective. Matter of fact, we would consider it priceless. 1 Peter 1, 18 and 19 says this, knowing that you were not redeemed with perishable things like silver and gold from your futile way of life inherited from your forefathers, but with the precious blood as a lamb unblemished and unspotless, the blood of Christ. See, the blood of Jesus is more precious, more valuable, and much more effective than anything else. His blood can do much more than make you smell different or test for contamination or even relieve some pain. It can cure. And it can cure something that is far more deadly. It can cure the disease of sin. Ephesians 1, 7 and 8 says this, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight. There's no price we could pay for that. But it was given to us freely, if we'll just accept it. And that's what we're here to remember today. Father, we are so thankful that you consider us of such immense value that you would send your son to pay a price that is beyond our comprehension, a price that is unimaginable to us, Father. And yet he paid it. And Father, we know not only is that blood valuable, but it is effective. And Father, it is continually effective in our lives. And Father, it has never waned in its effectiveness. It has never diminished. It has never been diluted. And so, Father, may we always, as we remember Christ, as we remember his body, as we partake of these emblems, and as we remember especially that blood, Father, as we partake of the cup, Father, realizing how precious it is, and Father, what it can do for each one of us. And so, Father, as we come today to remember that, may we honor him, may we glorify him. We ask, Father, for forgiveness where we fail. We pray these things in Jesus' holy name.